Hey, what's up guys? It's Matt Stefanino with Dance Tutorials Live, and today I'm gonna teach you how to do an arm wave. So to learn this arm wave, we're gonna break it down into four parts. Your shoulder, your elbow, your wrist, and your hand. First, we're gonna start with a simple exercise to just get some control of our arms. So you're gonna go shoulder, lift it all the way up. Then you're gonna pick your elbow up and push your shoulder down. So notice how I have this 90 degree angle here. You wanna make sure your hand isn't here or out. Shoulder, elbow, nice and clean. Then you're gonna go out to your wrist and make sure that that hand is flat, and then roll it out through your fingertips. Let's try that one more time. You go shoulder, elbow, wrist, and release. Other side, 6, 7, nice and slow. We go shoulder, elbow, wrist, release, little faster. 6, 7, 8, you go shoulder, elbow, wrist, release. So now that you have that, we're gonna smooth it out and try it a little bit faster. Ready? 6, 7, 8, shoulder, elbow, wrist, release. Other side, 6, 7, 8, shoulder, elbow, wrist, release, and faster. 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is an important exercise because it starts to teach you how to move one part of your arm at a time. Now we're gonna bring our arms up and out to the sides so that we can work on getting this wave to go across from one side to the other. So now, remembering what we learned in the first exercise about isolating each part of our arm, we're gonna think of this line as being our base. We're never gonna go below this line when we do an arm wave. That's really important because a lot of people wanna go down with their wave. We wanna go up. So starting with our hand, I'm gonna lift my hand up, and then my fingers are gonna come down and my wrist is gonna go up. So remember this line, nothing is below it. Then I'm gonna flatten my hand out and I'm gonna lift my elbow up. So shoulder is down, hand is flat, and just my elbow is high. A little tip for this one, if you can't get your elbow quite as high as I just had it there, it'll help if you rotate your elbow to the front. So I'm turning my arm this way and still keeping my hand flat, and that allows me to get a really nice high angle with my elbow. Then the last part is I'm gonna press my elbow into my shoulder. So notice, I'm not pushing my hand away to get my shoulder up. I'm actually pushing this bend into my shoulder. So if you have to take your shoulder behind your ear a little bit, or even lean your body, it's okay. You just wanna make sure that this hand doesn't move. So let's try that whole thing again, nice and slow, connecting it. We go 7, 8, you go hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, reverse it, elbow, wrist, hand, release. A little faster. 6, 7, 8. We go hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand, release. Nice. Now, it's not gonna do us much good if we can only wave on this one side. So, let's try the other side nice and slow. Starting here, remember this is your baseline. Nothing goes below, only above. We go hand, then you wave it down to your fingers, lifting your wrist up. You go elbow, keeping that hand flat, and then shoulder, make sure that hand stays still. Reverse it back, elbow, up to your wrist, out through your hand, and flat, a little faster. 5, 6, 7, 8, you go hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand, down. Good. So practice this a bunch. It's really important. So now that we have both sides individually, we can take our wave from one side and pass it over to the other. So we're gonna try it just like that, keeping it nice and clean and going across. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. You go hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, switch, shoulder, elbow, wrist, release. Again, hand, wrist, elbow, shoulder, shoulder, elbow, hand, release. So now I'm gonna give you a little challenge and we're gonna speed it up. If you're new to waving, don't worry if you can't do it right away. It takes a little bit of practice, but it's important to have something to work towards. Even if you're an experienced waver, this is a great drill and something that I do every time I practice to work on my waves. So here we go, 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How'd you do? It's fast, I know, but trust me, once you get it, this is gonna make your wave so smooth. Let's try it one more time. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ba 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 ha ba 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 ba. All right, so you've got the technique down, but you might be thinking to yourself, this doesn't look like a wave yet. It's just a bunch of random positions. You're right. We have to smooth it out and make it nice and controlled all the way through so that we get our wave. The good news is this is actually easier than learning the positions. All we have to do is fill in the gaps. So bringing your arms up, we're gonna go 1, 2, elbow, shoulder, don't stop, keep it smooth. You'll notice that as I do it slow, I'm still hitting all of these positions. So if you pause me here, you'd see that elbow, just like we worked on before. If you pause me at my wrist, you'd see this with nothing below this line. So make sure when you're practicing and smoothing them out that you still keep your technique. Let's try it again. 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, if you can do it slow, there's no reason you can't speed it up. So let's give it a shot. 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So now that you got it down, we're gonna put some music on. We're gonna start with just our clean isolation going across slow. We'll speed it up a little bit and then we'll try and smooth it out. We'll also have a little fun and freestyle at the end just so you can get some ideas of different ways to practice your waving. Let's try it. Great job with those arm waves, guys. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and click here to check out some of our other tutorials. I'll see you guys back in the studio soon.